afternoon, Outliers. I was thinking about that. I was walking around my neighborhood today, and I'm like, why am I not addressing our team in the manner that they need to be addressed as? Good afternoon, Outliers. How are you? Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. We got some news. Oh my gosh, Redbeat. I don't know if you've seen the Discord. Victor, bruh, it's blowing up at the moment. Hang on. I have what I like to call a member highlight, because Goron is the savior of the day. So I got a direct message inside of, I don't know why, yeah. I got a direct message inside of the Discord, and it said, hey, I want to ask about this. Is she really part of your team, or is this offer real or a fraud? If you ever want to know who's on our team, go over here to the About Us section, and you'll see all of our faces here. This is Mark and Mahesh, and you can see their handles, Mark and Mahesh. They're the two founders of Outlier. You'll see myself, and you'll see Ferdinand, one of our other silent partners. And then you'll see Simon, who does so much work for us, and April. And yes, April is real. We also have another member of our team, Rudy. Rudy handles all the editing. She doesn't do any customer facing. So that's why she's not included on here. But that is our team. So yeah, April is real. However, this scam ass person was, I wonder if I can zoom in with that. Was basically trying to make some sort of offer to trade this person's account for free, talking about average weekly return of $8,000 to $10,000. If you ever see anything like that, ever, 100% it's a scam, without a doubt. And I'm so freaking irritated that this person took April's username and added a period to it. Hang on. They added a period to it and decided, you know what? I'm going to see how many people I can scam as April. So screw that guy. I don't know how to bounce him out of the server. Simon is our resident Discord wizard, and he's off at the moment. So as soon as he gets back, Simon's booting them right out. So like I say, anytime you see anything that looks like a scam, it's probably a scam. So Gron, thank you so much for doing that. And Brian says, great in you. But how do you really feel? Screw that guy, Brian. That's how I feel. Oh, I don't. When it comes to scams, don't play with me. But happy leap day. Happy leap day, everybody. Quick side tangent story. My younger brother-in-law, he is 10 years younger than me. And today is his wedding anniversary. And they got married right before COVID. They were on their honeymoon when the shit hit the fan with COVID, right? And I was talking to my two sons. I have two boys, one's 8, one's 11. And I'm like, yeah, today's their wedding anniversary. And they're like, what? What do you mean? And I'm like, well, it's their very first wedding anniversary because today's a leap year. And so it was so funny to watch their minds get boggled by, wait, what? Somebody actually got married on leap day? That's so cool. So yeah, Discord is full of scammers. Well, we want to keep them out of there, Rabby. So anytime you see a scammer, kick them the hell out. That's what I say. All right. We're going to jump right into doing our mark analysis. We're going to put on a mock trade. I'm going to continue doing that every day because I don't have any trades to put on. So we're still going to practice, right? We're going to run drills every day until we get it, right? What a great way to test a new marriage. You know what tested that marriage even more, Brian, was when they were on their honeymoon, she was pregnant and they didn't realize it. So that was fun because apparently she had a lot of morning sickness while she was out on the cruise. So it is what it is. Let's jump into our market analysis. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. And it always starts with the market. Hey, watch channel DE. Glad you made it. I want to see the 10. So somebody was asking about this in the Discord. This is the 10-day exponential moving average, the 20-day exponential moving average, and the 50-day exponential moving average. I want to see the 10 over the 20 with price, just the price, being over the 50. Let me show you what I mean. So if we go to the spy, we have the 10, which is my blue line. That's over the 20, which is the black line, which is over the red line, which is the 50, right? We've been going sideways since this big NVIDIA push, right? Nothing's happening. In fact, I'm actually curious. I like to use this S&P 500 map to get an idea of what's going on out there. 1 week performance. I don't know why that's zoomed out like that. That's weird. Weird. They changed the site a little bit. Okay. Reset. Okay. That's how it's supposed to look. Yeah, over the last week, nothing's really happening. The only thing that moved was NVIDIA making a huge jump, right? But since then, nothing's really going on. And that's why the market is trending sideways at the moment. It looks like my internet is not as great as it was. So I apologize on that. That's a little bit beyond my control. I'm going to do my best, though. Okay, it looks like it's better now. Nathan, good afternoon. All right, so this is pushing higher. Don't bet against this trend. I don't care. Don't bet against it. If the trend is up, by God, go with it or get out of the way. Don't step on those train tracks and let it run you right over. All right, so that's trending higher. Next is the MMFI. This is market breadth. Market breadth meaning how many stocks inside the S&P 500 are above their own 50-day moving average. This is a low bar. How many stocks in the S&P 500 are trending higher or trending lower? As you can see, that has been decreasing and decreasing by the day. Now, we may have hit a bottom here. We may have, and this may start to come back around. I don't know. But at the moment, this is still bearish. While that's bearish and that's bullish, I don't have a... What is that word? It's not conflagration. Not congregation. Confluence. I don't have a confluence of signals between the two. So I'm not going to be taking any trades because my market risk is elevated right now. And I call that a weak trend. When the breadth is moving down, while the price is moving up, that's a weak trend. So I'm not actually going to put on any trades, but I am going to go through drills every single day, just like a coach would. Now, yesterday we put on a mock trade in Toll. Let's go to Toll. Look at that. We're even going to paper trade some of these, right? Here's Toll. Wow, look at that. We put on, look at that. That's doing great. 112.19 was our paper trade that we put on yesterday. It's up 2% right now, 2.41. If it closes above the one ATR here, I'll look to roll up the trade. But in the meantime, let's go through these, right? It's not hitting the 10 EMA. It's not hitting half ATR from entry if it were to go down. Let's reevaluate that real quick. It was 3.0 yesterday, so half ATR is 112.19. Minus 1.15, 110.69. Right, that would be the planned exit point if I were taking this. Now, because this is going up, I'm not looking to close or anything like that. Now, what I can do, it's because we know tomorrow it'll be another candle, and we know the low from today. So I can actually move this up. So tomorrow, we'll know where to get out. So 112.88, and we're going to call this yesterday's close, or yesterday's low. Now tomorrow, if it closes below that point, I get out. If it closes above this point, we roll up options. Do you see here? We got a plan. Because we have a plan, we know what to do, right? We're not stressing. We're not freaking out. We're going to let this work. And then when it stops working, we get out. Easy enough. Let's take a look on Outlier real quick for Toll. Let's see if it has an exit point on the shading. Now, I always look to close a trade or manage my positions before putting on something new. So always start there. Okay, so this has gone one shade darker already. In fact, let me do this. I'm going to zoom in on the three-month tab. I'm going to hit this eyedropper plugin. 88D4B0 is where I normally get out. And that's actually today. Today would be the exit point on that. So I would exit right now, and I would take a 2-point... No, that's not it. I would take a $2.53 winner on that. Let's go to Toll. I don't remember the price of it yesterday, but whatever it is, it should be about $2.50 higher than that right now. I don't even remember which strike it was. I'd have to go watch the video. I think it was the 107. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the 107. And I feel like it was around 650. So I'd be very content with pulling off a $2 winner just like that overnight. That's what I would do. Pretty sweet, right? Having a plan makes this so much freaking easier. So toll would be off the board at this point. Nice, easy winner. Now let's go to the outlier signals for today. That's the next step. Right, grabbing the outlier data. Can you get my hash to set an exit point at the green color you use? No. So of course they have their own exit algorithm. And like I say, this is how I trade using outlier. I mean, that trade could go on for three more months inside of outlier's algorithm. But for me, as you know, I have my own set of rules that I trade around outlier with. So for somebody else, they could keep it on for ages. But for me, I took it off. We don't want Mahesh to build the software around how I trade. We want it to be their brainchild. And then I just work around their brainchild. Okay. That's how I think about it. And that's why I always say, you know, this is my style of trading with outlier. So we have 19 signals today. I drop those into a spreadsheet and I then drop them into TrendSpider right here. So these are the 19. Now, this is a quick scanner that I'm going to run. And it's going to make sure that it's the price and the direction of the trend. I know I need to update this slide. Give me just a couple days to deal with it. And then these are the ones that pop out. AIG, AZO, CAH, CHE, CPRT, FP, or FRPT, and SSD. Brian, you'll appreciate this. I found a new indicator from... I wonder. No, I found a new indicator from Outlier called order block proximity. And I say, Brian, you'll appreciate that because this is a really handy little tool down here. And this order block proximity, let me find one that has one with order blocks on it. When it moves away from the order blocks, it stretches away on this little chart down here. And when it closes in on order blocks, it goes into this area, as you can see, perfect example. So now when I run that scanner, Brian, I don't have to worry about, hey, is there an order block in our way? Because I set the parameters so that if it's within 2% of an order block, don't even show it to me. And I was like, that's pretty cool. I like that. That's handy. So order blocks, for those who don't know, are a... institutions orders that are sitting there waiting to be filled. And let me see if I can find a good this is AutoZone. Let me see if I can find a good example of one that has bounced in and out of order blocks. This is a decent example. An order block was created right here, a big institutional order that wasn't filled. The very first time it came into here, right there, you see that big wick? See the big wick right there? It wicked down and then bounced back up. The second time, it wicked down and bounced back up. Anytime you see order blocks, which is just something really easy that you can get on TrendSpider. In fact, I did want to start doing this. So, because I know you guys are interested in that too. I'm not trying to sell TrendSpider, but I just want you to know that it's available. 35% discount code on TrendSpider. If you use the code 10-minute. So it's available. You don't have to get it, but I really like to show the charting that you can do. So that's why I like to show it here. All right. So that's a perfect example of how strong order blocks can be. And you can pick any stock and look at that. First time it came back to this area, boom, goodbye. You could think about it like support and resistance, right? First time it came back to this area, up. Second time it came back to this area, up. It's really cool. So, for example, something like this where it's going up, I would be very wary of a trade that's pushing into an order block going higher. Just like I'd be wary about pushing into an order block going lower. Look at these cup and handles. It's pretty cool. All right. I needed to catch up on the comments real quick. Hang on. We also have a separate Yule exit. That's what the trading room's for, my friend. I've said this before, but I think instead of doing that, they should have a hover over the green or red to see the hex code, just like if you have the extension. Look, I think that's a great idea, too. It would save me some time, and it would be really handy. You know, not necessarily the hex code, but some sort of math, right? Some sort of number, right? So I can say this is green number 7, right? This is, I'm just going to pick one. This is like the 7th shade of green or the 8th shade of red, something like that. Red number 5, red number 6. That would be cool. In fact, I'm going to draft an email to Mahesh on my other screen real quick. Because I could use that. Talk amongst yourselves. Just a moment. Mark, one of the co-founders, he watches this. And so Mark is probably going to see this. On the behavioral heat map, that's what that's called, the behavioral heat map, and we show some kind of shading percentage or level, so I generally use code 88D4B0 as an exit point, but I'm sure there's some level that we can show on the platform that says something like green number 7 or something like that. It would help me out, and also customers to be able to associate the behavioral heat map charts to a numerical level. Thanks, guys. Okay. Done. Sorry about that. I know it's great content when you watch me write an email and you can't see anything. I know that. Okay, I got to catch up on these. These are great. Thank you guys for participating. This makes everything better. Adding a separate UL exit point would, I think, end up adding more clutter. I agree. But however, the hex code could be used widely for anyone. Yeah. And so that's what I was thinking. Like green number 7, red number 4, whatever. I like that. I've seen it, but did not research. Nice. Okay. That indicator. Do we need to update our scanners? Brian, I think I can share this over. Hang on. Market scanner. Yeah, you need to update it, but I think I can share it. Yeah, I can. Okay, who can access it? Okay, so when I share you this link, it'll have your own read-only copy. So if I copy this. Here, I'm going to paste it in the chat. You guys can keep it. I'll also put it in the Discord real quick. The how to trade section. I think I can. I don't think I. No, Simon posted that message. So let me go down here. Updated scanner links. Bullish. Bearish. As you guys can tell, I love this. This is my thing. This is my jam. I can do this all day, every day. And B, I want to make sure it's easy for you. Just a second. Now, of course, if you run these scanners, you're going to have TrendSpider. I'm not trying to sell it to you. You don't have to have it, but it should give you like the description. We need to show you what all the criterias are. But if you do have TrendSpider, if you sign up for it, it's one click import in your account. It's easy. Oh, cool. It even shows you the symbols right now. That's cool. Oh, that's the wrong one. Outlier short scanner. Hang on. Remove. Sorry. I see one thing I need to update. This top stock list needs to change to outlier list there. Save. Always yes. All right, now I can share. Copy. Boom, done. Got it. Okay, so you guys have that now. Agog. They did not offer possibility to enter a code during checkout. Tried yesterday. Oh, weird. Email their customer support. They're really, really good. They're good guys. I know them personally. So you should be able to get that. And if you don't see a spot for checkout, maybe ask them where that would be. That would be much easier as well. Having red 123 or green 123 would indicate. Yeah, exactly. A much better implementation. I don't know, man. It was your idea. It was your idea. Oh, Mark is here. I told you guys. Save your time, email Mahesh. Literally sent him the same message yesterday. Mark is here. Hey, Mark. All right, red 666. Yes, exactly. Mark, thanks for jumping in, bud. Dang, I wish I could have typed that last one a little faster. Ghosting email writing makes my day. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. There's that chart. Okay, cool. Back to business. Guys, quit getting me distracted. I love this. This is awesome. Okay. Next step, price and direction of the trend. We updated the scanners. You got the scanners. Now we do the back testing. What's cool is in TrendSpider, this is a new thing. And so, like I say, I don't want you to sit here while I type all this in. So I did the homework already. So this is the net return, the net performance using my back tests. And these are all positive, which is awesome. Now we need to confirm these are positive inside of Outlier. Confirm they're positive inside of Outlier, and then we can start building a trade. So TrendSpider back test, I'll pass. Now we're going to look at the Outlier back test. And this is only for those that have positive expectancy for both. We'll move forward. So we're going to start with the highest. I'm going to make this change real quick. Highest back test. And work down. Okay. First. We found this yesterday. They do have a bug here. You can't sort correctly. I think it sorts on the first digit, but not like the whole number. CPRT. .5% That's pretty cool. All right. Now the color coding here, I'm just curious what it is at the moment. 9F. So that's one shade below 88D4B0. All right. So that's cool. When it moves up into 88D4B0, just like we do with toll, that would be an exit point for me. All right. I'm going to close a couple things. Let's go to CPRT inside of Trends. I think I've traded the. I like 21 days, but 15 days works. I want 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, less than 20% extrinsic value, and it's usually around 80 delta. Oh yeah, they're liquid. Look at that, thousands being traded. So between these two, this is 20 cents wide, this is 15 cents wide. This has 24 cents of extrinsic value. This has 61 cents on $1.20, that's about 50%. 24 cents under $3, that's less than 10%. In fact, let's do the math. 23 cents on 350. So 23 divided by 350, that's 6% extrinsic value. That one looks great. 86 delta. Who would have thought? So I would purchase this right now. Now, I did forget yesterday. I have built a position sizing tool for you because you don't want to just, you know, go balls deep into every single trade. If you want this, it's in the Discord, the How to Trade channel, and it's called Outlier Scanner. Okay. Now, it does show the relative strength. Don't worry about that. As we found, that's not so important on these. What is important, though, is getting your option size and your share size correct. So update your account balance, update the percent risk per trade. And if it, you don't have to update this, but like it will make a difference on the size, right? So like a 10 versus one, right? Let's say you did 200,000 instead of 20,000 or 2 million, 78 options and percent risk. Like just be sure to update all of these points so that when you put on a trade, you know what's a good size, right? I mean, if you had a $200,000 account and you want to risk 5% per trade, you're only putting on seven contracts, people. You're only putting on seven contracts. But let's put on CPRT. That was DE. It's only seven contracts. Don't turn into a gunslinger and throw around 58 contracts when you don't need to, right? Well, in this case, 55 would be 5% risk. So there you go. That is really key, really important. And I make it so simple for you. Just a couple clicks. Boom, boom, boom. Done. There's my option size. That's what I would do. All right. So drop it in, rock and roll. We'll go to the next one here. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to take any more time. It's already been 25 minutes. What I will do is I'll put it on like a paper trade. So CPRT, let's say we're getting in at 5318. I would call this opening. I would find the half ATR below the opening. An ATR value is the average true range over a set number of periods. So the average true range is $1.103. So I would go 50 cents below this. So 5318 minus 0.50, 5268. Change it to orange. That's a half ATR and exit point. And as you can see, that's not too much. It's actually slightly higher than yesterday's close, or what will be yesterday's close tomorrow, right? Or yesterday's low. Let me rephrase that. It's way above the 10 EMA. So if it came to that point, I get out. I get out, period, no matter what. Now, if it goes up one ATR, one ATR is a dollar. So let's add a dollar, 5318, 5418. Plus one APR, I would roll up at that point. 5518. Plus two ATR. I would roll up again at that point and continue as it goes up. So that would be the trade I put on. We can paper trade that. In fact, let me add that to my master list. My main list there. And we'll follow that one until I get an exit point on it. I hope this was useful for everybody. I really, really appreciate this. And of course, we got to do the drills, right? Doing the drills. Like if you're in the military, right? You're doing drills all day, every day in preparation for the day when you need to know how to do something, you can do it with your eyes closed. Brian says, if not, wait until the next US holiday and the discount may be greater. Yes, that's a total, total true fact. But the 10% will match any discount that's higher, right? If you see anything that's higher than that, it will totally match it. So that's going to wrap everything for today's Outlier Trading Room. Thank you all so much for coming. I hope this is useful, and I hope to see you next time. Talk soon.